So you don't have health care, you don't receive insurance from your employer, you don't qualify for Medicaid, and you didn't even sign up in the federal marketplace during the open enrollment. Well, the Affordable Care Act's individual mandate says that Americans have to obtain health insurance or pay a penalty. But who's enforcing these penalties? Yeah, I'm the tax man. It's the Internal Revenue Service who will be responsible for collecting individual mandate penalties.
For 2014, the penalty would either be the greater of 1% of your gross income or adjusted gross income over a certain threshold.
Jonathan Kasouf is a certified public accountant in Birmingham.
Or $95 per family member. So that's $95 per taxpayer, per spouse, and I think for each child it's $47.50.
$95 for the husband, $95 for the wife, and $47.50 for Junior. And the lowest amount a family of three could be paying is $237.50. That's a decent amount of money to have to pay to not have insurance.
It may be cheaper than buying insurance on the exchange if you don't get a subsidy.
Leonard Nelson is professor emeritus at Samford University with a background in public health. He says the insurance reforms didn't help everybody.
There are people who were self-employed, had individual insurance policies or family policies, and their income is high enough that they don't get a premium subsidy, and their premiums significantly increased.
He says some families he knows saw their premiums double over last year's amount. When your penalty for the year equals 1 month of insurance, it may just be cheaper to pay the IRS, at least for this year. Again, Jonathan Kasouf.
It's not too terribly significant in 2014, but in 2015, the flat fee penalty goes up considerably. And then in 2016, the same thing occurs. It goes up considerably again from 2015.
So let's get out the old adding machine again. That means our same family of three from earlier would pay no less than $812 in 2015 and $1,737 in 2016. And that's only if they earn less than the percentage of the gross annual income set by the government that particular year. This year, it's 1%. Unless our family makes less than $33,900, according to healthcare.gov, then they'll be paying more than the flat fee. So many people may be paying more, but how is the IRS going to get it? If you are receiving a return, the penalty will be subtracted from that amount. But if you owe money, the penalty will be tacked on. This is where it gets a little tricky.
They don't have any power to get that portion of what you owe them.
Montre Carradine is a law professor at the University of Alabama.
They can't do it through the normal procedures that they would utilize for typical penalties. So they can't garnish your wages. They can't issue tax liens on your property. So they don't have any other way to get it other than through taking money from you that they owe you.
That may seem like a lot of leeway in a law meant to get everyone insured by the end of this year. But Leonard Nelson isn't surprised.
The Obama administration is not eager to enforce these mandates because that would be unpopular. If you start finding employers, if you start finding individuals, there's going to be significant political blowback.
And that's even if they can identify you as someone who does not have health insurance. Again, Montre Carradine.
Well, their way of finding you is through you self-reporting on your tax return. So you have to have made enough income to file your tax return, or you have to file a tax return in order for them to identify you. And then again, they check it against what the health insurance companies provide for them.
Jonathan Kasouf says not being eligible to file a tax return is just one of the many exemptions that exist to avoid penalties from the IRS.
Depending upon whether or not you're a member of a certain religious sect, whether or not you're a member of a healthcare sharing ministry, whether or not you're a U.S. citizen, whether or not you're imprisoned at least one day during a month, an Indian tribe.
While people may make a fuss over the individual mandate and its penalties, it may not be the big burden everyone expects, at least for 2014's taxes. In Birmingham, I'm Ryan Vasquez, APR News.
Thankful I don't